Welcome to the Minor Touches and Major Gifts podcast, where small nonprofit leaders get the strategies and encouragement they need to see their mission fully funded. We refuse to leave the world as it is. No, we're dreaming of it as it could be. We're kicking history in its sides, and we're having fun while we're doing it. We believe that paying attention to minor touches sees our mission funded with major gifts. For the next few minutes, we hoist our sails in a voyage far away from mediocrity. Just as fast as the wind will move us, we're racing toward excellence and seeing our mission fully funded. I'm your host, David Oakes. Welcome to the show. All right, welcome to the Minor Touches and Major Gifts podcast for nonprofits. This is David Oakes. Today we are talking about how your response to a gift speaks volumes to the giver. A pastor friend and I are reading through Fusion by Nelson Searcy. The book is about how Searcy, a fledgling young church planner in New York City, began to harness the power of first-time guests at his infant church. A powerful realization struck Searcy in an extraordinary moment. He began to see his first-time guests as divine gifts that he had failed to celebrate with thankfulness. His church was about 50 people. Small church, and Searcy had begun to notice and then dream about the people who had visited his church for the first time. He began to see these first-time guests as gifts that he should more celebrate. He counted and determined that the average number of guests in his church each week was 1.5. And then he says, I was struck by the realization that our little congregation could more than double in a year if we were able to keep these first-time guests that were being sent to us by God. He, and I'm quoting him, I began to realize, he says, that my response or lack of response to a gift speaks volumes to the giver. What you do with the gift you have received speaks volumes about your level of appreciation. Wow. Searcy began to dream of what his church would look like if he would make the all-out effort to receive and celebrate these first-time guests as extra unique divine gifts. What would it look like if he received each guest as a providential gift from God? Could he, with intentional effort, make a plan that would more honor these guests as divine gifts? Was there a plan his church could follow that would more inspire these first-time guests to make that all-important second visit? A new perspective of these first-time gifts, Searcy begins to understand and say to himself that receiving a gift always demands some kind of reciprocity. He says, I've begun to understand that my response or lack of response to a gift speaks volumes to the giver. Whoa. Searcy concludes that not having a well-thought-out plan, he begins to understand that not having this plan to integrate his first-time guests into the life of his church was a snub to the giver of these gifts, God. What you do with the gift you've been given speaks volumes about your level of appreciation. Whoa, Selah. Pause and think about that. Now, you should know that today, Nelson Searcy's church has grown into thousands, and he has campuses all over New York City. He also has campuses in Boca Raton, Florida. Wow. He says that his slips of thanklessness, he says, it's taught me that failing to say thank you to the right people at the right time leads to embarrassment. Whoa. Now, what can nonprofits learn from Searcy's journey? Okay, here we go. Ready? Number one, like Searcy's first-time guests who never returned when he didn't celebrate them, most donors, most first-time donors to a nonprofit never give a second gift. Most first-time donors to nonprofits never give a second gift. Studies tell us that only 2 out of every 10 first-time donors ever give a second gift. OMG! 80, that means 80% of our new donors this year will not be donors next year. Most first-time donors that we get so excited about, they never give the second gift. Why? Why is that? Well, people smarter than me, people smarter than you, have determined through studies and research the number one reason that donors give for not giving that second time is they don't feel properly celebrated for that first gift. Wow. This week, a friend talked to me and told me how his father-in-law gave a major gift. When I say major gift, I'm talking about big dollars to help build a school in his community. Now, no one ever came to personally say thank you. He was furious. He was so angry that he demanded his gift back. What I'm telling you is a true story with my hand in the air right now. Nelson Searcy, again, remember his quote, how you respond when you've been given a gift and what you do with the gift itself proves just how much you really appreciate it. So what can we learn? Point number 2, know how you will thank first-time donors before you ask them to give. Wow. If before you spend all the time in asking, sending out appeals, sending out newsletters, before you do all that, have a plan. What will we do? What will we do when someone gives to our organization for the first time? Most nonprofits spend far more time asking and far less time thanking. It's really sad, so sad. So plan ahead. Before you ask, make sure you've brainstormed how to truly celebrate donors when they give to your nonprofit for the first time. Just this week, I was looking over a list of major givers with a client of mine, and on the top of their list was a donor who gives in 5-digit sums. Looking back at his history, we were shocked to see that his first gift years ago, just one gift, was $25. Now, somehow this donor felt so good about his first gift, that he gave again and at a much higher level. Hello? Major gifts, y'all, major gifts, big bucks, major gifts flow from Minor Touches. The biggest program in the world, the biggest giving program globally, is Harvard University. They have more million-dollar gift givers than anyone else in the world. And the majority of these givers, their first gift was less than $100. Wow. I'm going to put in the show notes a link to one of my blogs that I wrote some time ago, what most million-dollar donors do before they give their $1 million. You know what they do? You already know it. They give a small gift to find out how you'll respond. So how you respond to first-time donors can determine if they ever give again, and if they do give again, how large they'll open up and give to your mission and cause. Wow. Let's talk about 2 action steps. 1, develop a welcome packet. Make a welcome packet that includes a welcome letter from you that says a heartfelt thank you and outlines the donor's impact. In that packet, throw in a past newsletter. And if you have any other marketing collateral from your organization, throw it in there too. So develop a welcome packet for first-time donors. And then 2, involve your board in the welcoming process. Educate your board to the power of celebrating first-time gifts. Before you start your meetings, or in every meeting at some point, just take some time. Print out some of my blog posts, pass them around, and just highlight some of the major parts and go over it with your board. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? Educate your board to the power of celebrating first-time gifts and then involve them in writing those gifts. Give your board great examples of good thank you notes that they can follow, and then ask them, hey, will two or three or more of you guys on this board, would you help me when someone gives the first time, would you write a thank you note to them? Wow, isn't that something? So two action points here on the show today. And I do my best on every show to try to give you something for free that will help you get closer to your goal of being fully funded. So today, I've given you a welcome packet example that you can download for free. Just recently, I gave to a local charity for the first time, and I was happily thrilled and blown away by their response. This little guy, Christoph Koran, is a really amazing young prophet leader, and his organization is Mission 3E. They responded to my first-time gift with a welcome packet that made me glad I gave, and it inspired me to give again larger next time. Yeah. So I got in touch with Christoph and Mission 3E. They've given me permission to share their welcome packet with you. It's a free gift from me and also from Mission 3E. Listen, grab this packet and use it to help inspire you to make your own nonprofit. I'll tell you, the most powerful part of his packet is his letter. And he doesn't just have a letter in there that he signs. He wrote on it, and I gave you a copy inside the packet. You'll see the letter that Christoph sent to me and the nice little note he put on the side. I'm going to tell you, that guy is going to get all the money he needs. Trust me when I tell you that. They will be fully funded. I know they will because he is celebrating his first-time gifts and donors. Well, so glad you tuned in today. If you enjoyed this episode of the Minor Touches and Major Gifts podcast, hit subscribe. And then if you really, really want to say thank you, go to the app that you listen to this broadcast on and leave me a review. Leave me a 5-star review. Okay, so press the link in the show notes and get this free download, Mission 3E, and then go and make a welcome packet for your nonprofit that'll help you begin to get your first-time donors to give a second time. All right, I'm so glad you tuned in today to the Minor Touches and Major Gifts podcast. You ready? I'm going to send you on with some positive affirmations. You ready? Until next time, this is David Oakes saying to always remember, we are proud nonprofit leaders on a mission to create a changed world. It's all coming together. It's all breaking our way. And because the world is a better place when we're at our best, excellence is our passionate pursuit. We're not begging, we're not pleading. We are inviting humanity to partner with Providence, to see injustice become justice, to see wrongs become righted, and to leave the world we found in a better place. So until next time, this is David Oakes saying, so long.